Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 41.
Hello guys, this is Nard bringing you another episode of Bear Podcast. I'm here recording in the suburbs of Houston on Monday, February 6th, 2006. Well, let me tell you guys what happened last weekend. I had a good time with my partner, Mike. We watched Transamerica. The theater was full, and I was surprised. Felicity Huffman should really win the Oscar for this one. And I also got to see Super Size Me. And I guess any of you guys haven't heard about this. It's about a healthy guy who tried to eat McDonald's fast food every meal every day for 30 days. He was just proving a point how bad fast food can be for everyone. And then the usual Sunday brunch at Cadillac Bar. It was fun to hang out. We also went to John and Palima's for the Super Bowl. I brought some Filipino lumpia egg rolls. And there was so much food. I posted some videos about it, so you'll see it on the website. After the game, I just went home and watched Smallville on DVD. After that, I just watched Battlestar Galactica. I had it in my DVR, so I just had to watch it. Tonight, Jeff and Joe came over. We watched High Tension. It really caused a lot of tension, just watching it, I tell you. I just realized I've been watching lots of movies and TV shows for the past few days. I haven't done that for a long time. Anyway, I have some topics for you guys and some events. So, let's go on with the show. I'd like to talk about relationships and doing what is important. Some of you guys may be single out there. I understand. But just in case you do get into a relationship, I mean a real serious one, wherein you both have an understanding that you can count on each other. This is usually more common to couples who have been together for many solid years. So for those of you who are in serious relationships, I have a suggestion. Take care of what is important to both of you. I suggest you get a lawyer to advise you on having a written will, power of attorney, and many other legal stuff that benefits gay couples. Easy to say, huh? I know some people cannot afford it. Some people may not want to go through this hassle. But I personally think it's something important. Straight couples can do it. Since they can marry, they don't need these mumbo-jumbo for any kind of protection because marriage already protects them. But gay couples? Okay, what prompted me to say or suggest this? Last week, Bob Sperong died and he's survived by his partner and family. Again, I extend my condolences to his partner, family, and friends. It's really a sad incident that I encountered on LiveJournal, and it made me think. It made me think about me and Mike. He drives to Houston to see me. I drive to New Orleans to see him. Sometimes we even fly to see each other at a bear run, like IBR, or some other vacation out of state. But the long-distance relationship is not the point here, okay? My point is, if anything ever happens, what will the other person do? If I were in a vegetative state, who would pull the plug? How will the other person fend for himself if the partner passes away? I could think of many, many scenarios, and many, if not all, can be answered if gay marriage was legal. Other than that, our only legal recourse is a few pieces of notarized and stamped papers. Reactions? Comments? Positive or negative? Send me an email or call my voicemail line. Maryland anti-marriage bill fails. I got this article from plan it out. Okay, let me read here. It's by Christopher Curtis from Planet Out Network. Maryland's House of Delegates on Friday endorsed the unanimous vote of its House Judiciary Committee to reject a state constitutional amendment to ban marriage recognition for same-sex couples. That is good news. Let me read the other parts of this article. Maryland Democrats successfully stood against Republican I'm going Madge Weinstein now. Republican efforts to corrupt the legislative process with this bigoted amendment, said Eric Stern, executive director of the National Stonewall Democrats. Well, it's about time. I guess this is good news. I think it's a good step. Only thing I could say is, fuck yeah, guys. You go, Mary Land. I would say congratulations to John Waters and congratulations to Mama Bear, Papa Bear, and Baby Bear. Last January 26th, I went to the bathhouse with friends. It was just a sperm of the moment. Spur of the moment. It was fun to walk around seeing some cute guys. Big linemen, built guys, woof. But you know, we really just hanged out. Here, listen to the audio.
Hello everyone, I'm here at spa with my friends. And we are walking around here. And I'm here with James and Daniel. And Augie's here. Okay, we're going up.
Hey guys.
We're going up. Up the stairs. We're at Midtown Spa in the middle of...
There you are. Have you had your weenie yet?
Huh?
Have you
had
your weenie yet?
No.
What did you do, Bill?
It's pretty quiet here.
But you went to New Orleans.
Yeah, everybody's here watching TV. Okay, well, we're watching... What are we watching? Will and Grace. What episode is this? Yeah, we're watching Will and Grace. Okay, let me walk around. I'll be back, guys. Okay, I'm gonna walk around. Walking. Okay, what do you do in a bathhouse? Walk around, you see some, see the maze. See a lot of pictures of cocks. Yeah, and background music too. How many of us are here? About five or six of us are here. Wow. Where have you heard of podcasting? In a bathhouse. Okay, I'm gonna go to the sleazy areas. Let me see, there's a room here. Oof. Big bear, naked bear. Oof. There's another TV room here. Gotta check out. Wow. Wow. That guy's got a big dick. Alright, what else am I gonna do? Okay, we're walking. Walk into the sling room. Okay, nobody's in the sling room. Alright. We have dark corners here. Wow. It's pretty dead on a Thursday night. Who would go to the bathhouse on a Thursday night? Out the bathroom, so there's another hairy guy, but it's too skinny. Cruising. It's very intriguing. Wow. Actually, the guy is also My friends here prepared some hot dogs. So we have hot dogs and some chips and drinks. And they're still here. Still watching Will and Grace. All right. Okay, we're going down. We're gonna go into the hot tub now. it's kind of fun. So I'll get better wrap this up now. So I'll talk to you guys later when I'm not in the bathhouse anymore. Bye bye. All right, guys. Just came from the pool area. Just washed up. Went around. Now I'm just dressing up. Nothing happened, okay? I'm not that kind of guy. Of course, I was just, you know, just hanging out with my friends, Julio and the others. It was pretty fun. So, anyway, I'll give probably a full report later. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Okay, we really just hanged out. Honest. Believe me, okay? I know bathhouses are known for, you know, but it's always the choice of the person who goes there anyway, right? It really is relaxing to dip in the hot tub and just chat with your friends or watch TV. What's wrong with having some eye candy along the side, right? A few years ago, I was in San Jose, California. There's this bathhouse called Water Garden. My friends Rod and Al brought me there once, and it was fun. Of course, we were all just wearing towels. Others were naked. But we had fun because we just played pool, foosball, read some magazine stuff, chat, you know. We even had cappuccino, coffee, and some cocktails. Imagine a bright lit bar with people walking with towels on, and drinking coffee and just chatting, just socializing like a party. Of course, you can't avoid to see or hear some sleaziness. You can tell. I've been listening through the walls. But of course, it all depends on the individual, right? Okay. In other countries, going to bathhouses is normal. It's a place to relax, take a dip, socialize. Here in the US, it's automatic to say that people are there for sex. Of course, people are entitled to their own opinion. So if you have a social group, why not try hanging out at a bathhouse?
Yeah, that's it.
Nice. Nice butt. Yeah, sure. So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a bear.
I have here Indoctrinate. That's his Bear 411 profile. Indoctrinate. He's from Boston, Massachusetts. His name is Dr. Nate. Okay, he will be in IBR, and he'll be in TBRU also, and he's going to Bear Pride Chicago also. Okay, here's his profile. I'm just a good guy looking for another good guy to hang out with. I'm easygoing, fun, and adventurous. I really, really like the little furry dudes, like shorter than me and plus or minus belly. I really am also interested in a lot of other types, so don't be afraid. Give me a yell. Statistics, 6'2", 290 pounds, 32 years old, blonde hair, blue eyes, and very cute. Woof. Although he only has one picture here, it's enough to tell that this guy is very woofilicious. Okay, check him out. Indoctrinate and Bear 411.
Hi, this is Jeff, and you're listening to Bear Podcast.
Here are some bear events, guys. Well, the next one will be International Bear Rendezvous 2006. It's IBR de Gras. Excalibur and I have been promoting this for the longest time. Oh, my God. Why? Because we will be there. Me and Mike will be there, Roy's going to be there, and a whole lot of others that I know, that I see online, that I see on LiveJournal, that I see on Bear 411, they're all going there, about 99 pages of Bear 411 pages are going there. Wow, even growing, I think. And I think they already reached their quota. Their online registration is now closed. You can only do a walk-in now. Okay, so let me see. Let me read here. Their profile here is going to be on February 16th, San Francisco, California. The International Bear Rendezvous is an annual gathering of bears and bear lovers held in San Francisco. It is hosted by the Bears of San Francisco, who conceived of Rendezvous as a weekend of fun and fundraising, intended to foster a sense of community among participants while at the same time raising money for agencies serving the gay and HIV communities at the local, state, and national level. Fundraising is accomplished primarily through raffles, auctions, and direct donations from participants from and the community. Since the first Rendezvous in 1995, the net proceeds have resulted in donations totaling over $290,000 to such organization. Wow, pretty big. Okay, so check him out at bosf.org. Next event is Bear River Retreat in Rogersville, Alabama. It's on February 17th. It's alongside the IBR. It's going to be a small group, I guess. Okay, their website is omnifacets.com/retreat. I'll put the link on the website. Okay, so let me read the blurb here. The Bear River Retreat is a small gathering on February 17th to 19th, 2006, in northern Alabama. A group lodge has been reserved just for us in a secluded, picturesque, wooded area on the Elk River near Rogersville. The retreat is an experiment at a smaller, cozier bear run where you have a chance to unwind away from your home and enjoy the camaraderie of your fellow bears. Nice. Okay, check them out at omnifacets.com/retreat. Okay, how about in Valletta, Malta? I personally don't know where that is, but they have a bear event. Okay, it's Malta Bears Sauna Party. See? I told you guys. Groups are having, bear events in saunas, in bathhouses, I guess, or spas. So, it's not so bad. It's just hanging out, right? Okay, email Chunky Al. He says here, contact Al B on chunkyal@hotmail.com. I'll just put the email on the website for you to contact him if you need more information. Okay, let me read some emails here. I got an email from Javier from Barcelona. He says, thanks for giving the full reference for Barcelona 06 in episode 39. We truly appreciate that. If you send me back your postal address, I will send you a shirt. Yes, free t-shirt! Woohoo! Okay, so guys, if you guys are in Europe, check out barcelona.org. And if you have time, go to the Bear Run. Okay, I also got an email from Kevin, and he's Sonoran Bear. Yeah, I've been linking to his website lately, and we were talking about what happened last week about Bob, and I better probably do a announcement here on donations. You may send your donations to Joe Fleming and Bob Sperong on 1321 East Palm Avenue, Redlands, California, 92374. Well, the address is going to be on the website. Just go to the front page. Okay, so thanks for your email, Kevin. Okay, next email. Oh, I've been communicating with Ruby Fruit Radio. Yeah, because they need to do some podcasting, remote bot podcasting. So I kind of helped them out. And check them out at rubyfruitradio.com. They promote a lot of indie music, so you can check that out. Okay, so I also got an email from Jake from Salt Lake City. Woohoo! Okay, he says, I just wanted to say how much I enjoy your show. You have been quite the hit with a few of us within the Utah Bear Alliance. Wow, Utah. So much that we added your link to our website, utahbears.com. So, guys, visit utahbears.com. Check us out when you get a chance. Also, Scott, Mr. Utah Bear, and myself will be competing at IBR. Ooh, I'll get to see you guys there. And we'd love to get a chance to meet you. Yeah, I'd like to meet you guys. Oof. I am so excited for IBR. I cannot stand it. Well, Jake, me too. I wish it's here, you know, because I'll be arriving on that 17th, on that Friday. I really want to be there. So, okay, this will be my first IBR. So do I. My first trip to San Francisco. I am fairly new to the bear community, and I really think I have found my niche. I have spent the last 10 months reigning as Mr. Utah Cub and have been having the time of my life. I have met friends for life. Hope to hear from you soon. Yes. Okay, shout out, Jake. So, congratulations for being Mr. Utah Cub, and hope to see you there on IBR. Okay, let me see. Any more emails? Yeah, I got another email from the guys in Barcelona. However, the first part is in Spanish or Italian. I'm not sure, and I just can't read this. Oh, it's in English at the bottom. Yeah. So every year, the tastiest activity arrives. Oh, it's a schedule of what's going to happen there in Barcelona. Yeah. Yeah, I'll put the link on the website for you guys to see. Okay, let me do some shout-outs to... let me see here. Shannon from B-Talk World. Yeah, I did a video promo for them on their B-Talk apparel. Yeah, so check out their... check out btalkworld.com and go to the links for their t-shirts. I got one for myself, so... Yeah, it's very cool. Thanks again, guys. Okay, another... post from Kendall. Hey, Kendall. And, well, good to hear you. Good to hear from you. Thanks for entertaining me at work. Oh, really? You you listen to this podcast during work? He says, thanks for entertaining me at work. I fucking needed it. Yeah, congrats on your episode 40. Rock on, Brother Bears. Yeah, check out his website at kendallshead.com. Okay, guys, I have a Frapper map. It's frapper.com/bearpodcast. Yeah, there you could see some pushpins. You could see other listeners of the show. Okay, let me do some shout-outs here. Let me see. Bear Cub NC. Thank you for posting. He's from Durham, North Carolina. Rick from San Diego, California. I might be repeating some, but that's okay. I like... calling you guys out. Bear Cub from Chico, California. Daniel from Asheville, North Carolina. And my friend Jeff. Oh yes, this coming weekend I might be staying at their place. Hey Jeff, thanks for posting. Yeah, I might be... I'm planning to go to Dallas this coming weekend. So, I hope I could podcast from there. We'll see. Okay, how about from Malden, Massachusetts, Bob and Jeff. Woof, two cute guys here. Wow, Bob and Jeff. Hi, guys. Okay, who else? Ooh, guy from Germany, David Lamorski. From Halle, Sachsen-Anhalt, Germany. Okay, I don't know how to pronounce that. I don't know if I said it right. But thank you, David, for posting. Okay, I'd like... to do a special shout-out also to Tommy. He's Wind Bear. I've been exchanging live journal posts with him. He's a very nice guy. Very smart guy, too. I remember we were posting geeky stuff about some kind of encryption and decryption post that we're doing. Can you imagine people posting on live journal using encoded text? And nobody else could read it, just zeros and ones. That was the geekiest post I've ever done. Because I was just, you know, exchanging messages with these guys. It's just interesting. But anyway, shout out to Tommy, and I hope to see you on TBRU. Okay, guys, so that's it. That wraps up the show. Thank you for listening. Email me at bearchaser@bearpodcast.com. Official website is www.bearpodcast.com. Almost forgot my website. Okay, and phone number is 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327. Leave me a voice comment, and I'll play it in the show. Okay? Thank you guys for listening. Many wolves and many hugs.
Hey, this is ex-Cali Bear with your IBR update. IBR is next week on the 16th. It is already there. Woohoo! I'm going to give you a quick rundown of some more things that you can look forward to at IBR, including the dinner and show starring Madam and Joe Kovacs. This is happening Saturday, February 18th. If you bought the gold package, I know that the ticket for the show came with it. I'm not too sure if tickets are still available for the show or not. You can do your research at www.bosf.org/IBR2006 to get more information. Other events that are going to be coming up on Sunday, February 19th, is the Dim Sum Gobble. This is a tradition. This is going to be at 10:45 a.m. This year they're doing it at a new restaurant called the City View Restaurant. The dim sum usually costs between $15 to $20 per person, and it is payable at the restaurant. If you've never experienced San Francisco dim sum, do it. It's delicious. So this will be happening at 10:45 a.m. It's going to be actually close to the Transamerica building, so you're actually going to be close to a landmark. This is restaurant that they're going to is the City View Restaurant, which is actually voted one of the top three dim sum restaurants in the Bay Area, so this will be great. There's also going to be round-trip transportation provided to and from the host hotel as well. Also happening, Beach Blanket Babylon. This is an additional cost. It's going to be a matinee performance, therefore alcoholic beverages will not be happening at this show. I believe the additional cost is $50. Again, check the IBR website for more information. But Beach Blanket Babylon is a San Francisco tradition. It is a wacky cabaret-style stage show where Snow White is searching for Prince Charming and she runs into people in the news. It is incredible, and you have not lived until you've heard Val Diamond sing San Francisco. The show will be Sunday, February 19th from 1 to 4 p.m. Highly recommended. There's also going to be a play party. The play party is going to be from 2 to 5:30, and this will be at Blow Buddies. Cost covers admission and round-trip transportation to and from the host hotel. The Blow Buddies opens early for the special Bears-only party. This event is for consenting adults only, and no cologne is allowed, and ID is required. So if you feel like getting frisky, there's an event for you. Finally, there will also be another Planet Big event from 5 p.m. to 2 a.m., and of course, the International Bear Competition starring Cheryl Vendetti will happen from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. This is, of course, what IBR is all about. Well, that and the sex. So, you definitely want to attend and see who is going to be crowned Mr. IBR, and plus also the other ones as well. Okay, well, again, I will be at IBR this year. You can see me floating around the BearDar.com table. I do have to offer an apology from the last episode. I bombed. I accidentally said GayDar.com. It is actually BearDar.com. And another apology. Kuma SF presents Candy. They wanted me to let you know that they're not going to just abandon you at the event with the free shuttle, but the final return trip is after last call. So whenever last call is announced, there, make sure that the people who do need to use that transportation to get back to the hotel will get there on time. So if you again have any questions, check the BOSF.org for IBR updates. This will be my last IBR update, and I hope to see you there.
I'm gonna podcast your ass. Oh.